Well, it's officially fall now, but endless summer rolls on. Today, a hot day, but low humidity, high in the mid-90s. Not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, a weak front in the state, so I'll mention a chance of an isolated shower or two somewhere in the area. Middle 90s for Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got the Wednesday rain chances under 20%. We'll be flirting with record highs later in the week, especially Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with upper 90s late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
It's a night of premieres on CBS. First, after the season premiere of The Neighborhood, comes a love story made in America.
Where are you from?
Nigeria.
That's a heck of a commute, huh?
Bob Hart's Abishola series premiere. And L.A.'s newest Superior Court judge is changing the system, one case at a time.
Freedom is at stake.
The series premiere of All Rise, followed by the season premiere of Bull.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The Feedlot and Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon. Only.
Hi, you darn. Welcome to News and Views, 93.1 FM, Montgomery, Alabama.
WAUCV. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, mortgage needs, 567-4223. 567-4223. That's Kim Williams and her staff at Alabama Home Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance your house or if you're buying your first house, you need to give them a call. You don't have to call some out-of-town mortgage company where you get a recording and you're providing your sensitive and personal information to a bunch of people you don't know. You need to deal with people you know and you trust. And if you get to know Kim Williams, as we have over these last few years, you will be crazy about her. She is helpful. She is honest. She really works her tail off. And you know one thing? If she doesn't think you're about to get a good deal, she's not going to steer you in that direction. She's not going to find you a refinancial deal if it's not the best thing suited for you.
Right.
So you need to call Kim Williams at 567-4223. Visit them on the web at alahomemortgage.com. MNMLS number.
Yes.
158-6368. She's an equal housing lender and a great person to work with.
Absolutely. Fine sponsor of the program here from 9 to noon. So, Jack, you said you had some local stuff going on, something fun.
24/7 Wall Street, which is a publication, did a study of various cities around the country where the most alcohol is consumed, where the highest number of binge drinkers are in that particular state. And guess what city in Alabama was considered the top source for alcohol consumption? I guess this is like per capita.
Top source. Certain times of the year, like Lee County with Auburn, and what county is Tuscaloosa in? Is it Tuscaloosa County?
Yeah.
So those are certain times of the year, maybe. But which one? What's the top?
You hit the nail on the head. Auburn, Opelika. Auburn, Opelika.
That's where my head went.
They have the highest number of binge drinkers, and the number of what they consider heavy drinkers, which are 5 drinks a day for men or 4 drinks a day for women. 18.4% of adults 18 and over.
Wow, 5 drinks a day?
Yeah.
Like, I'm
or the time 5 drinks every time you sit down to drink.
Okay.
It might be 10 a day, it might be 3 times a week you drink. So, but when you sit down and drink, men drink 5 drinks, women drink 4 drinks.
Because I don't do that. Like, if I'm having dinner or something, I'll have a beer, maybe 2. But that's easily done on like a college Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Like college football Saturday, tailgating. Yeah. Easily do 5 drinks.
Yeah.
Especially if like those 5 drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Are
when,
each beer.
When I was in college, we would take a flask and, you know, we always wore a coat and tie the game. And I would like, if it was hot, I'd fold my coat over my arm. But I had a flask that held a fifth in my breast pocket or the side pocket of my coat. And now at LSU, if you go and you don't have a flask, they will issue you one at the gate because they want everybody there, particularly at a night game, to be as drunk as humanly possible. But anyway, I thought that was very interesting that Auburn Opelika got that moniker.
I think it's an honor.
Well, I do too.
Yeah, we have fun.
You know, supposedly, you know, this was the rumor back when I was in school that Playboy used to do which campuses in America had the highest number of drinkers and were the most party schools. And supposedly one year they mentioned like the top 10, and then they put an asterisk by Alabama and said, they are not considered an amateur party town, but a professional party town.
Right.
When I was in college, I'm telling you, it was crazy. We used to have band parties at our fraternity house on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have them outside on our patio. I think by the time my senior year rolled around, we had to move it to the basement.
Yeah, I've been to a few of those. They're still going on.
So much fun.
My time.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
It's a lot of fun, though. You got to wonder these days. It feels like there's this shift, like a Puritan shift almost, in a way.
Yeah.
Like where they're cracking down on everybody, whether it's the rich and famous or college.
My fraternity, you can't consume Phi Delta Theta, you can't consume alcohol in the house anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
It must have been something happened.
It was a national thing, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how it happened. Something occurs, it's terrible, and they got to change the rules up.
Yeah.
But speaking of one vice going to another vice, we go from drinking
to vaping.
Here's the thing. Ever since this vaping, what I'm going to call hysteria, started, because vaping has helped millions of people get off of hardcore, like straight up chewing tobacco, dip, cigarettes, all the stuff that's really bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's helped millions of people. I listened to testimony from a guy in Michigan who's a scientist, but 41 years of smoking, he quit doing flavored e-cigarettes. And so he said, this is so effective, he opened up his own vape shop. And he said in his small little county in Michigan, he was able to help over 1,000 people quit smoking. One in particular was an 87-year-old woman whose chosen flavor of vaporizer was Fruity Pebbles.
I love Fruity Pebbles.
This gentleman was testifying because the governor unilaterally in Michigan has said, flavors are just for kids. kind of like Trix and that stupid rabbit. But no, here's the thing. Adults use flavors to get off this tobacco. And I'm thinking, this just seems so overblown. You got state governments pulling vaporizers and e-cigarettes off their shelves, off the shelves of all the stores they oversee. You get Walmart and other big companies doing it unilaterally. Even have the President of the United States weighing in on this. I'm like, where in the world is this coming from? Then I found a story from the end of April this year. FDA clears Philip Morris's IQOS. Now, what is the IQOS? It's a new style of heated tobacco. It's a device that heats tobacco at a lower level than traditional cigarettes or other tobacco flammables. And it looks like, well, what does it look like to you, Jack? That kind of looks like a vapor.
Thermometer.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, it does look like that, too. In your mouth. Thermometer for your mouth. But yeah, the FDA at the end of April this year approved this new device that you put tobacco in and it heats it at a lower level so there's not as much chemicals or carcinogens or all these sorts of things. And it's just amazing to me that right after the FDA approves this, all this hysteria about vaporizers that have been fine for 10 years that public health officials from all over the world, for instance, they set up vape shops, Jack, in hospitals in England. Because it's so effective for getting people to stop smoking. Like, they're promoting it at the government level all over the world. But here, the corporations take over the FDA, and then they run these huge marketing scare campaigns in order to push the product.
So you're saying Philip Morris could be behind the vaping scare?
I tend to think so.
Really? Altria? Yeah. Isn't that the parent company?
Right, right. Now, Altria owns some money in the vaporizers, too. But I suspect that They're losing market share to vaporizers, so let's scare the crap out of the politicians and public health officials and the public in general and push our new product. It is, it's just plain as day when stuff like this goes on, and it's a perfect example of corruption, of, like, institutional built-in corruption that, you know, and you'll hear this from people like Elizabeth Warren, you'll hear this from regulators here in Alabama. We have to set up XYZ agency in order to look after the public. In this case, the Food and Drug Administration. But what happens time and time again is people with money or people looking for a deal in the FDA or other agencies go, let's capture this regulatory system and make it work to our advantage. It's the very nature of corruption.
Oh, absolutely.
So well, I thought that was interesting seeing that.
So we go from drinking to vaping and...
Yeah, we're covering all the vices.
Yeah, here. Well, you know, well, God knows I've had my share.
Well, let's go to a third vice, which, you know, if done correctly, it's not a vice at all. It's a virtue. It's a wonderful, memorable moment in life. Of course, I'm talking about proposing for marriage. Great times. But...
You know, I didn't comment.
But it's a... Yeah, well... A man made a device.
This is an unbelievable story.
It's one thing to propose to do it in a thoughtful, sweet way. Even have your friends film it so you don't just remember it in your mind. You've got the videotape to show to your future children and all your other family members. Whatever. This guy went a little too over the top, though.
Well, more to the bottom.
More to the bottom, you're right. He's swimming with the fishes. Steven Weber and his girlfriend, Kanisha Antoine, were staying in a submerged cabin at the Manta Resort off Pemba Island. Ooh, sounds fancy. Footage shows Mr. Weber diving underwater to ask his loved one, he was going to ask Kanisha to marry him.
Yeah.
And in the video, Mr. Weber presses a handwritten proposal note against the cabin window. Again, this cabin submerged. She says, though, after the proposal, he never emerged from those depths. You got that right, folks. This guy tried to be so fancy in his proposal by doing it underwater that he drowned.
God, that's unbelievable.
He drowned. It's not something to laugh at, but it's kind of like, dude, really? You literally jumped the shark. Like, this is absurd. He tragically drowned while free diving alone outside the underwater room. And we have a photo here of him with the note and holding the ring underwater. And he doesn't have, like, a full scuba gear. It's just like a, you know, a shallow diving mask.
He doesn't even
mask.
Have a snorkel because he's underwater and he's got a mask and that's it.
That's it. And
probably wasn't that deep.
Yeah, this was in Tanzania when there were a holiday in Tanzania, or vacation as we say here in the States. It's from the BBC. But a man drowns by proposing underwater. So just be careful. Don't bring in bungee jumping or skydiving or zip lines. Just propose. It's enough. God. Says the single
thing. What's an underwater cabin, though?
It must be this new thing. It looks like they stay underwater. It's like a... It's in the name, Jack.
Well, I know, but does it obviously has oxygen in it and everything else?
Right.
Wow, that's crazy. That's really sad.
It is kind of sad. It is kind of sad, but it's just weird. Like, don't go too dramatic. It'll end up... Well, you'll end up swimming with the fishes. And this is another one I brought up to you. I had in my life, probably early in high school, sophomore year of high school, for one summer, I reffed as a basketball ref for like 10-year-old, 11-year-old league.
Uh-huh.
I was amazed at parents I knew.
Yeah.
They had known me as a kid growing up. In my face, beet red, yelling at me. I'm like, I'm never going to do this again. Like, this is too much stress for what is 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds barely being able to move on a basketball court, which is great. I want to encourage kids, get out there, exercise, activity, team sports. You learn all sorts of things with that. Though you should actually, you know, keep score. Because there are such things as winner and losers here in this life. But apparently, parents are getting so unruly, Jack, that youth sports officials and referees are quitting at record rates now. This is according to the National Federation of State High School Associations. 80% of high school sports officials quit before their third year on the job. And one driving force behind the trend is increasingly abusive and belligerent behavior by parents, including verbal abuse, threats, and even fights. Now, I always remember one or two parents would be like that. There's one parent that's way too gung-ho, way too, like, you're living vicariously through their child. And then occasionally a ref does something so bad that they deserve a little bit of heat. But still, an example is given that happened at a baseball game in June for 7-year-olds in Lakewood, Colorado. It descended into a wild brawl among parents after a dispute over a call by a 13-year-old umpire.
Yeah, you don't mess with parents' children on a sports field or their grandchildren.
That is unreal. And again, the kid's 13 years old who's being the ump here. Being, hey, Blue. I think it's what we called him when I was playing ball here in Montgomery. But the president, Barry Mono, of the National Association of Sports Officials, told Fox News that incidents like that one in June at this 7-year-old baseball league are far from isolated. Not a week goes by, says Mr. Mono, that we don't field a call in our offices from one of our many members or even a non-member sometimes having to do with assaultive, that's a weird word, assaultive behavior. He explained that a recent survey of U.S. youth sports officials found that 13% have been assaulted, 47% have feared for their safety, and 57% have had to break up a fight between parents, and 64% have ejected a spectator over unruly behavior.
Wow. That's funny. You know, I remember if you're going down Fairview, you know there's a fire station right there on the corner of Agnew and,
yeah,
and Fairview. Right next to it was a little stand called Pops, and some fella, and I can't remember his last name, but Pop ran the place. He's an older man. You could buy, you know, soft drinks and bubblegum cigars and popcorn and stuff like that there. And there was a sign that said, "Welcome to Pops." In fact, there's a local artist here who's painted that and used to sell them, and I think somebody in my family has it. But right next to Pops was a baseball field, which is now part of Huntington's football field. And there was a big Coca-Cola sign on the fence that said something about be a good fan or be a good sportsman. It said, yeah, boost the boys, don't ride them. Because there would be parents out there that say things like, that mullet can't hit.
Good
and their kid would be like on the other team and they would be harassing. And I remember one guy, he will remain nameless because he may still be alive, but I remember going and saying, God, he can't control himself. Even when I was a kid, sometimes parents just get furious.
And, you know, all kids are different. I was the type of kid, you didn't really need to yell at me. You just need to say, hey, you know you screwed up there. Like, yeah, yes, sir. And here's how you fix it. Yeah, okay, yes, sir. But some kids, you do need a little, like, wake them up a little bit. But for the most part, it's so terrible when you see a kid who's just constantly being berated. You're not good enough. You keep messing up. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm all for winners, losers. You need to learn when you lose, why you lost. I'm not big on this don't keep score thing. But you got to give kids room to just have a little bit of fun and learn from their own mistakes without the fear of God being instilled by their parents. And we worry about, are the kids all right? What's happening with this latest generation? Based on this report, what in the world's going on with parents? Like, calm down, guys. You're the one setting the example. And if you're getting fights over a baseball game for 7-year-olds and you're yelling at a 13-year-old umpire made a call you don't like.
I mean, really?
My goodness, you need to be put in timeout. Sir, you're in timeout now. Like, I don't want to put a 40-year-old man in timeout, but you go sit in the corner until you begin to behave yourself. My goodness. What is the world coming to?
The things we do for kids. The grandkids.
Well, we got to hit a break here. You're listening to News and Views, folks. Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell.
272-9228 is the number if you want to join in. Have y'all seen anything going on in Montgomery that, you know, was a little too over the top in terms of parental behavior? Or maybe you want to confess that I get a little too worked up at my child's sporting events. Give us a call. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. 27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown. Paging Bobby Brown. If you didn't hear earlier, Bobby Brown, you need to call 396-5477. Bobby Brown called 396-5477 for your chance to qualify to win this Sony 65-inch XBR smart TV from Cohen's. It's Triluminous, Jack. Triluminous display technology. Android built-in, Chromecast built-in. It's an amazing 65-inch TV from
Cohen's.
That's
a big old biggin.
Yeah, again, this is part of the name game we're doing for 5 weeks now here, and from September into October. So, again, Bobby Brown, your name has been drawn. Call 396-5477 to become a qualifier for this amazing TV from Cohen's. We'll pull out the winner early on the following Monday, this upcoming Monday. But for now, Bobby Brown, give us a call. And keep listening, folks, next hour. And if you want to register, you can go online, go to any of the station websites like newstalk931.com, click on the banner above, and register your full name, and we'll be calling out names all week, not long, for the next following few weeks. So, Bobby Brown, call 396-5477.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I promise you, the president has a vision.
Welcome back, folks.
What are you listening to, Joey?
News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
That's right.
News and Views from 9 to noon. The number is 272-9228.
Hey, I'm a foodie, you know.
Yeah?
You look at me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look good.
Well, what's left of me?
You did lose some weight, but you know, not in the usual way.
I would say, I don't know how much that leg weighed, but I know this new one weighs a bunch. Three Hardee's locations in Montgomery have closed indefinitely.
Really?
Yeah. The one on the Troy Highway near Virginia Loop Road, it was kind of hard to get into and out of, and I pass it every day coming back from daycare, so... And it never looked like they were doing a lot of business. The one on Vaughn Road, right near the East Boulevard, it's on the east side of East Boulevard, it's closed. And then the one on Perry Hill closed. And the article I read said they were all in excess of 35 years old. That's it's hard to believe. But they're closed. And they said they relocated their employees to other Hardee's, so
okay.
At least folks didn't lose their jobs, but man, I hate it when places close because you wonder why.
Right, why aren't they being trafficked as much? Was there something weird going on
well,
to take their franchise, these sorts of things?
The thing about the one on the Troy Highway is it was right near the intersection at Virginia Loop Road, and there's a red light there, but it was just south of the red light, so it's kind of hard to get in and out of, and there's a little short service road over there, but I could see that one, but the one on Vaughn Road, I mean, that's high traffic right there.
Right, I'm surprised to hear about that. I used to go to that one frequently when I went to Catholic.
And on Perry Hill, right near Harrison Road, they closed, so... It's kind of sad.
I liked their new national ad campaign for Hardee's. It's pretty funny. I'm talking about, if you want to save these vegetables, just eat meat instead. No vegetables are harmed. And it's like their new roast beef sandwich or something that they're trying to push. But I'm wondering, maybe Hardee's is having trouble because the environmentalists are getting to people.
You think?
Yeah, I've got a clip here. I played it for you earlier, Jack. It's a bunch of protesters, would you say? There's one sign here, folks. Bunch of young people, number one. Barely any stubble on the men's faces. Not surprising. Just, you know, lack of tea, I suppose. One of the signs says, burning our future. And in the middle of where it says, burning our future, there's a drawing of the globe. And it's engulfed in fire.
Oh, God.
And the other sign says, stop denying, Earth is dying.
You know, it's funny because there was a little segment I was getting dressed this morning on Fox and Friends by some guy saying these young kids that are these, you know, little environmentalists don't even know what they're talking about.
No, they don't.
And they're out there trying to scare all these young people into thinking that the Earth isn't going to be here in a couple of years.
Well, listen to these young people, folks. They're not chanting burning our future or stop denying Earth is dying. Here's what they're chanting. It has something to do with red meat, beef in particular.
Don't eat cows, eat the rich. Don't eat cows, eat the rich.
What?
Don't eat cows.
Don't eat cows,
eat the rich. Eat the rich. Don't eat cows, eat the rich.
What is wrong with these people? Number one, you cannibals. That's just gross. Don't eat cows, eat the rich. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I've seen this little activist they've brought up to Capitol Hill saying our future is burning and, you know, the climate deaths are just going to go up and up. You know what the actual fact is, Jack? Over the last few decades, since we've introduced more fossil fuels, more of the world has developed. Not only have we gotten rid of things like abject poverty all around the world, like in India and China, places in Africa, all over the place where people are, you know, engaging in trade, international trade, and free markets. Generally, the standard of living is rising. And part of that also means instead of burning wood and deforesting your area and burning really dirty coal, you start using fossil fuels like oil, natural gas, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And what's happened, even with natural disasters, like the tsunami that hit Indonesia and the hurricanes that come close and, in fact, hit the continental United States, and tornadoes, any natural disaster, deaths due to natural disasters, to climate-related catastrophes, have plummeted.
Yeah.
Plummeted. And also, they affect our economy less. So anytime a natural disaster hits, not good. But people are now able to respond quicker and rebuild quicker and less people die from these disasters in the first place. And yet you have little folks out there, people barely adult, learning how to adult, if that can be a verb. Mm-hmm. Lecturing us and also just screaming
don't
obnoxiously.
Eat the rich! Don't eat cows! Eat the rich!
Oh, shut up.
I know that. You were young once, Joey.
Well, I've never been one to do that.
Me either. Like, even when I was that age.
I remember the chants from when I was, you know, in college. Like, what does democracy look like? This is what democracy looks like. It's like, oh, shut up. Stop it with your snapping and your clapping and your sparkle jazz hands. And just leave it alone.
Oh, all right. So if we don't eat cows, are they going to take over the world?
Oh, well, all that cow farting is definitely going to warm up the planet.
Well, it already has, you know.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But is there enough grass to... I mean, if we don't...
Are they going to eat all the grass?
Yeah.
I think we're all right.
You think?
I think so.
But if we don't extinguish cows for consumption purposes, we're going to be overrun with cows.
And let me be clear. I'm all for listening to scientists, but I'm not for listening to these anti-capitalists who've been pushing the same policies even back when the issue was global cooling. You've been pushing the same stuff and looking for an excuse to take over people's lives and to make us all, well, impoverished if you got your way. Eat the rich? Yeah, brilliant idea. I'm sure it'll work out just fine. But before we hit this break, Jack, let's go to the phones.
All righty, let's do.
News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Well, of course Debbie. It is. But you should have said hi.
Well, she did.
She said hey.
I did. Oh, well, hi, Jack.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, darling. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying the show a lot. You know, you're talking about something that I've talked to several people about before, and you've got several factors. One is we have more time on our hands in general. You know, you go back 100 years, it was all you could do just to, you know, get enough crops or cows to keep you alive, you know. So you didn't have time to play around and, you know, think of things to be upset about or anything else. You just were surviving. Now we have all this time on our hands. And, you know, young people always have to have something to latch on to kind of give them direction. And unfortunately, these young people are latching on to some very strange kind of ideas to latch on to. So I don't know. But I did want to ask you a question. Our meteorologists, nothing against them now. I'm not complaining about them. I'm just pointing out something. They have a hard time pinpointing exactly where a storm will hit. It's still a little, you know, difficult to tell when we're going to have a volcanic eruption. Just normal Earth activity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they can't quite pinpoint it, and they don't know exactly when or where, but it's amazing how this group of people can come out and say, our Earth is going to be destroyed by us within 22 years. Is that a bit arrogant? I mean, how can they predict something when we can't even predict daily weather?
They can't, and they're just being hyperbolic. Trying, you know, it's just all these scare tactics. Like Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wasn't she saying the planet was going to end in
12 years?
12 years. I mean, where in the hell does she come up with that?
Yeah, it's over. Even if you look at the UN panel on climate change, the IPCC, even their own estimates don't say the world is going to end in 12 years. It's just, it's over-the-top political nonsense is what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do agree that we need to keep a handle on the pollution, and I have no problem with that. But don't combine pollution with climate change. Let's keep it straight. We do have, you know, certain things that are our responsibility to take care of, and I totally can agree with that. But this idea that we can control weather or that we are the cause of the end of the Earth because we pollute is extreme, like you're saying. I just, if you use common sense, it doesn't make sense.
Well, also, one of the worst predictions is that people in urban environments, this is from the 70s, people in urban environments will have to wear gas masks and these sorts of things just to get to work every day because of the ridiculous amounts of pollution. Well, it didn't happen. In fact, because we adopted more fossil fuels like oil and natural gas, we were able to clean up the air, as well as technological advancement, not government fiat, that allowed for the invention of better air filters and processes in manufacturing.
Oh, yes.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a slow improvement, but unfortunately, the slow, gradual improvements don't get the headlines like a bunch of yahoos screaming, you know,
cows, eat the rich,
don't eat cows.
Cows.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
What dope.
That does not make sense. That's just so weird. We need to find something that young people can latch onto that does make sense and make it to where they can actually achieve it piece by piece. Like you said, gradual is the way to go. And if we all can kind of focus on an area like we have in the past and, you know, say this is what we can do about it, let's go ahead and implement this, and this idea in a couple of generations, we can see the results, just like we've been doing. And I think we're not messaging the young very well on these things because they haven't seen the past. They don't know how bad it was.
Oh, no.
And how much it has improved. Now, me and Jack, we've been around for a while.
Oh, hell, I remember black and white TVs.
Me too. And the rabbit ears and the boil.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and the remote control with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Go up there and change that to Channel 12.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But anyway, thank you guys so much. You'll have a great time on that show. I've been enjoying it.
Thanks, Debbie.
Appreciate it, Debbie. We've got to hit another break here, Jack. Coming back, we got Tommy B on the phone. Hold your position. Be right to you.
Yeah, Tommy, we'll be back.
You want to join in 272-9228? You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facility. Parts department as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
From the Fox Business Network, there's a sign the economy is stabilizing this month, though it doesn't appear to be expanding at the pace of earlier in the year. The IHS Market Survey of Senior Business Executives offers a stronger reading than August. Both manufacturing and services businesses are reporting improvement. The index declined to a 3.5-year low in August following the announcement of new trade tariffs on China. Oprah Winfrey's book club is coming to Apple. The new Apple TV Plus streaming service will debut the Oprah Book Club on November 1st. Walmart's car seat recycling event was so popular, the company had to end it over the weekend. It was offering a $30 gift card to anyone who brought in an old car seat. Walmart says in less than a week, it had collected nearly a million car seats. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, it's officially fall now, but endless summer rolls on. Today, a hot day, but low humidity, high in the mid-90s. Not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, a weak front in the state, so I'll mention a chance of an isolated shower or two somewhere in the area. Middle 90s for Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got the Wednesday rain chances under 20%. We'll be flirting with record highs later in the week, especially Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with upper 90s late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. If you want to join...
Well, you can also talk.
Yeah.
You don't have to just listen.
272-9228. That's exactly what Tommy B did. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Tommy. Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Hey, Joey and Jack, how you doing?
Tommy, how you doing, buddy? You know, Tommy and I go way back.
Oh, really?
Way back.
45 years.
At least that. But, Jack, I called for you the other day, but when you first came back, but the host wasn't taking phone calls that day. So,
I get it. We take them now, pal.
Yeah, I know. Joey's good about talking to me and stuff. But, I had to laugh about, those youth chanting, don't eat cows. Well, what are they going to do when the overpopulation of cows and all the methane gas with them farting all the time? And then also, what are the vegans going to eat? If the cows, if they're overpopulated, I mean, they're going to be eating everything, grass, green, or whatever, and
That's the vegans, right,
aren't going to have anything to eat.
That'll be a bad upset to the food chain, Tommy.
Yeah. You know, and I always said, Peter, what Peter stands for is people eating tasty animals.
Yeah, like if somebody wants to, be a vegetarian or a vegan, fine, it's your life, but just don't hound me for enjoying my juicy steak.
Yeah. I mean, eat what you want to eat. I mean, and to go back to, talking about, cigarette smoking and all that kind of stuff, and big tobacco lobbyists, I think they're behind a lot of this vaping and stuff because they have taken money away from the tobacco companies. Even when I was, when Jack and I were in high school at Lanier together, I worked a full-time job from 10th grade on out at Hudson Thompson, which is a food
distributor. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But at that time, worked at night, 40 hours a week and went to school during the daytime. And then graduated on time with, my classmates and everything. My grades suffered a little bit, but I slept through the first three classes. So I worked all night long. Some nights, the days I didn't eat headlights, go home. I got out early from class and, 1 or 2 o'clock, and I'd go, I had to be at work at 3, and then, it'd be 2 or 3, 4 o'clock in the morning before I got off. One thing, I started out unloading trucks, but I moved up to the department called Repack, and then that's where they pulled all the gums and candies and drugs, the bottles of aspirin and stuff. But they also had an area back there to put, city, county, and state tax stamps on the bottoms of cartons of cigarettes. And R.J. Reynolds back then, this was back in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, R.J. Reynolds already had a patent on the name of marijuana called Kilwana Gold.
Hmm.
They had already patented that name. So, you don't think these big tobacco companies aren't going after these vaping, the cigarettes and stuff, because, they're taking a hit in their pocketbook.
Oh, absolutely.
And as we reported earlier, there's this new device that's coming out where you can burn tobacco at a lower heat level, so it's better for you. Shocking.
It is shocking, but I think what you're going to find, and if the truth be told, is that these people are, with these vaping devices, they're loading their own THC and stuff, with the oils of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And done that way, it doesn't like you. I mean, you're smoking, you're more or less smoking, grass per se, but, it doesn't look like it to the police officer, or you're sitting, at the traffic light or at the, out in the parking lot or wherever. But I think you're going to see this black market THC oil is being injected into these vaping machines, and that's where the problem is.
Well, I can tell you that's true because I hit one the other day. And the reason I say that is, I won't say where I was, but my lower back was hurting. I had slept wrong or something. And somebody said, well, here, hit this. It's got some kind of, THC, whatever. So I took a hit of it and I said, Lord, no wonder people use this. Because it took about 3 minutes and it was like my pain wasn't there. It was just really strange.
No, in places where it's legal, it's effective. But, Tommy, I think you hit the nail on the head in the sense that it's people making their own or people trying to buy illicit black market vape cartridges
that's what it is. And to be honest with you, this marijuana nowadays is a lot stronger. I mean, I've never smoked it. I mean, it's, to me, it's, you know, I mean, Jack knows I've always been an agriculture. But, I mean, it smells like, you know, the marijuana smells like hay string being burnt to me. And I thought, what in the world? I mean, I go back to days of people taking banana peels and drying them in the oven and, you know, pulverizing them and making oils out of those and injecting them between their fingers and toes and, I mean, all kind of stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, you just, you know, I've never tried
it. It is much stronger. I think that's largely an effect, though, of the long prohibition. You saw the same thing happen with alcohol when it was, you know, prohibited for a limited time. People went to stronger spirits. And I think what's happened is, well, and it's common sense. If you're moving something in a black market, you want it to be small so you can conceal it, and you want it to be potent so you get bigger bang for your buck.
I think it's off-brand stuff.
Yep.
That they're putting in these vape, you know, vape, I don't know if it's called a machine or whatever, but I think that's a problem. And the news, you know, just can't investigate it enough. I mean, our little school, you know, blue and white journalism department could outdo any news department in the national news media now. I mean, back when we were, you know, 45, 46 years ago, and Jack attests to that.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't even, you know, get past the who, what, when, and where. I mean, they, you know, they don't even give you half the information. I mean, it's unbelievable. These people went to college and got their master's, some of them, and then they can't even do a news story.
There you go. Tommy, I appreciate the call, man.
Here, Jack, we'll be praying for you, brother. And,
thanks, buddy.
I hope you hang in there. You're going to get better.
Thanks. I appreciate that a lot.
You just got to keep a positive attitude.
PMA, baby.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Tommy. We got to hit another break here. Folks, hold your positions. We'll be right back. 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Oh, yeah. Hollow body. Wine belly
buffetti. Move like I set up a sheenie. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class freight waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you know, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
News and views, 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, this hour's been brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, your one-stop shop for mortgage needs. Whether you're refinancing your home or you're a first-time buyer, you need to give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223, 567-4223. She is a generous sponsor of this program and has been for years, where she has saved customers who've called her who didn't know about her until they advertised on this show. I know we're tooting our own horn, but she saved people thousands of dollars in monthly rates, in percentages of their mortgage, and even shaving months off the back end of their mortgage. Give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223, or visit them on the web, alahomemortgage.com. Their MNLS is 1586368. They're an equal opportunity lender.
And, of course, tell them you heard about them here on News and
Housing Lender.
Equal Housing Lender.
That, too.
Tell the folks over at Alabama Home Mortgage you heard about them here on News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
She's just an absolute delight to work with.
Kim is fantastic. And right now we're watching, on mute, reading closed captioning, Donald Trump is speaking at the United Nations right now, and he's talking about protecting religious freedom abroad. Our rights do not come from government, they come from God. Hear, hear, Mr. President. Religious liberty is threatened and banned around the world. Hear, hear, yes it is, Mr. President. And actually getting some applause from delegates from the nations of the world, and I think that is a great cause. The full UN speech will probably happen sometime later this week, and we'll, of course, cover that. Always funny. I think that's when Trump called Kim Jong-un fat little rocket man. And it's this, you know, incredible august chamber, you know, how the UN main chamber looks, and for him to use that language. Well, hilarious stuff. Hilarious stuff. But coming up, we're going to be talking about, you know, that chant, eat the rich.
Yeah.